Major surprise of the day? The jobs report. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 5th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, Wall Street had a lousy week, the worst since Halloween. Tesla recalls 1.6 million vehicles, and we'll share why. Hey, if you live in West Virginia, we've got some legislative news for you. A meat recall comes to us from Sam's Club. From our You Can't Make This Stuff Up department, we've got a naked cannonball story from Alabama. Mortgage rates ticked up for the first time in weeks. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the hottest thing on the market this past week is, we'll share. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us today learning about some of the top business news stories of the day. Want to reach us on X? We are at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. For the 23rd straight month, the unemployment rate is below 4%. As the U.S. added a surprising 216,000 jobs in the month of December. It's the latest sign that the American labor market remains resilient, even in the face of sharply higher interest rates. December's job gain far exceeded the 173,000 jobs that were added back in November. While all of this is excellent news for workers, it is a headache for the inflation fighters over at the Federal Reserve. They now might be inclined to delay any cuts in their benchmark interest rates. Average hourly wages, by the way, rose 4.1% from a year earlier. That's up from a 4% gain in November, which, by the way, could make it harder for the Fed to slow inflation back to its 2% target. Us? Well, while on the phone with a 40-year expert investment person today, I asked what he thought 2024 would be like for the U.S. economy, and he said to watch for three things. First, interest rates, he said, have peaked, and we agree. Second, real working people are getting meaningful raises. Look at the UPS contract as well as the UAW contracts. Both resulted in serious money for working families. And third, inflation is going down, and that means even more money in the pocket of working families, which should further spur economic growth through, yes, consumption. Those three things, we agree, and we predict that 2024 will be an excellent year for the economy and you. No doubt about it, it was a lousy week on Wall Street as the markets closed its worst week since Halloween. However, on Friday, the three major indexes did end in the green, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. It is a huge recall. On Friday, Tesla recalled 1.6 million vehicles that were imported to China. Models S, X, 3, and Y were recalled for problems with their automatic assisted steering and door latch controls. China's State Administration for Market Regulation announced the recall, saying that Tesla Motors in Beijing and Shanghai would use remote upgrades to fix the problem, so in most cases, car owners would not need to visit Tesla service centers. China, as you may know, is a major target for Tesla sales. If you happen to have an interest in West Virginia, like family, or if you live there, this pending legislation might be valuable. The AP is reporting that leading lawmakers in West Virginia want to increase penalties for fentanyl dealers, give public school teachers more pay raises, remove disruptive students from classrooms, and boost funding for emergency responders. Legislators gave a glimpse of their priorities Friday at an annual meeting with journalists sponsored by the West Virginia Press Association. The 60-day legislative session starts next week. A major recall of meat snacks sold in 14 states is underway. The AP is reporting that at least 24 people in 14 states have been sickened, including 5 who were hospitalized by salmonella poisoning tied to recalled meat snack trays sold at some Sam's Club stores. Fratelli Beretta USA, that's a New Jersey meat processing company, recalled more than 11,000 pounds of Brasuto Foods brand ready-to-eat products this week. Why? Yes, salmonella. If you've purchased ready-to-eat meat trays, check these numbers. Ready? LO75330300 and a Best Buy date of April 27. They have establishment numbers EST7543B inside the U.S. Department of Agriculture Mark of Inspection and EST number 47967 on the package. Now go ahead, you can play this back so you can be sure. And the CDC says that you, the consumer, should check your refrigerator for the products and return them to the place of purchase or just throw them away. Every once in a while, we get a story from our You Can't Make This Stuff Up department, and this one about a nude cannonball trick at an Alabama Bass Pro Shop is the latest. Leeds Police Chief Paul Irwin said a man crashed his car outside of a Bass Pro Shop in the small town just outside of Birmingham, stripped down to his birthday suit, and plunged into the giant aquarium inside the store. The 42-year-old Alabama man did a cannonball leap into the aquarium and then stood under a waterfall. He left the waterfall to yell at 2 officers and then dove back into the aquarium. The man eventually climbed over the side of the aquarium and fell onto the concrete floor. Police then apprehended him. He faces several charges, including public lewdness, disorderly conduct, and criminal mischief. You think? And thank you, Alabama. For the first time in 9 weeks, the rate of a 30-year fixed mortgage snuck back up. Freddie Mac's latest primary mortgage rate market survey showed that the average rate for the benchmark 30-year fixed mortgage nudged up to 6.62% this week, a slight increase from 6.61% last week. The popular note averaged 6.48% just a year ago. Why the jump in prices? Well, you can thank the 10-year Treasury note. It was a down week on Wall Street, but on Friday, the major averages did close in the green. The Dow gained 25 points to close out the week at 37,466, while the Nasdaq finished up by 13 points to a Friday close of 14,524. S&P 500 picked up 8 points to end the session and the week at 4697. In terms of weekly performance, both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ ended the first week of 2024 with notable negative performances. The S&P 500 recorded its worst weekly performance since late October, while the NASDAQ posted its worst week since late September. Also on Friday, West Texas Intermediate crude gained yet again, posting up by $1.76 at $73.95 a barrel. The 10-year Treasury yield also climbed to 4.051%, and now you know why mortgage rates increased. Finally, there is this, and this is about the run on special Stanley insulated cups. Yeah, it's a hot item. Forget diamonds or a spa day. This Valentine's Day, love isn't measured in jewels and carats, but by 40-ounce stainless steel Stanley cups, if you can find one. Videos of crowds scrambling to displays of the limited edition mugs and tumblers have gone viral. The 111-year-old insulated bottle brand's collaboration with Starbucks launched at Target locations on New Year's Eve and saw inventory sold out by Wednesday. If price, by the way, is no object for your Valentine, the $50 cups can be found on resale sites for hundreds of dollars. But the economy, it's so lousy. Please. That's a wrap, and a reminder that we're on this Sunday at noon Central and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL with the Business Week in Review. And yes, we'll have a couple of new business conversations, and yes, we do stream. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll catch you on Sunday at noon Central, only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.